Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's the 6th of March, 2019. Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
Where you been?
Little thing called the real KNC, although Callahan made a point.
That's a great point, Mutt.
This is the only KNC.
What are you talking about? Futures Unlimited.
The last remaining.
We've been gone for a bit.
Two lazy sons of bitches.
Why have we been gone, Curtis? Where have we been?
In Rome.
We've been managing the building a little bit.
Power broker.
With other responsibilities. We've been, other podcasts pop up from time to time.
Yeah, you were moonlighting on a
office
fantastic
podcast.
Office podcast.
Superb.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there we go.
So it's that one.
This is like much better.
But I don't think we're lazy. We're the hardest working people in this building.
Yeah.
Well, to really go through the start of the excuses.
I have no excuse.
Obviously, we had a long negotiating period. You and I had a lot of leverage. And
correct.
It's called leverage.
We maximized that leverage.
Yes, sir.
And then we moved physically locations from one studio to another, one building to another. So the podcast space has been getting ironed out.
Oh.
But we were just kind of waiting for our set. You know what I mean? Like Bodie and Point Break.
I don't know that, but I agree. Yeah. It was a big spot.
I've seen some parts with Rob Lowe. I don't think I've seen the whole movie.
Great movie.
Yes.
Have you guys seen Free Solo?
No, I have not.
Again,
no.
Why do I do this?
We've hit a steady period of Mutt and Callahan. obviously, the show launched amid much drama.
Minahan's replacement. He's not ready for prime time.
Maybe I shouldn't even say that. There wasn't much drama. The show just launched without really anybody being consulted.
An easy way to put it is the company as a whole mismanaged the entire situation. We were put on the air with a press release that nobody on the show heard of.
And it says our show is called Mutt and Callahan?
Yeah, found that was suggested that yesterday.
I learned that in the Globe.
2 days later, Jerry's off, Mutt's off, we have turkey shows with Mark James.
So your turkeys of the year.
It was a fucked up period of the show's history that wasn't handled well from top to bottom. But we got through that. And
they found a current picture of Mutt and they were ready to go.
what an image. I mean,
Jerry,
just do it. Don't check with me. No one checks with me on anything.
There is no
just
idea.
Do it.
Mutt's been doing fine. He's been doing a good job. You know, we give Mutt a lot of shit.
Please don't go where you are. We'll get to that.
He's growing, I think, as a personality.
This story is insane.
Mutt works hard. He cares.
Nobody works harder, and nobody cares the most.
And he, I think has been finding his role a little bit.
He said that none of them are cooperating.
I love Mutt. You and I, we're biased, but I think Mutt's doing a good job. And things like today where you discuss something as arbitrary as what you're giving up for Lent. And Mutt's just never ceases to amaze.
Are you giving up something for Lent? As a
I am,
Catholic?
Yes.
What are you giving up?
I'm giving up cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with cereal?
You don't eat cereal. You intermittent fast this morning.
Cereal's not
cereal.
Bad for you.
I'm eating at least a bowl of cereal a day. On most days,
booze.
It's a...
Like,
Booge, you want to see out with the shakes every
maybe
morning?
Maybe I'll do half be like Dennis Hopper in Hoosiers.
Patently dumb.
Dave O'Brien, Michael, and Piba.
Or not well thought out reasons.
There's now hope in San Diego.
For doing something. And his cereal moment today was great.
He had, of course, a great story yesterday on the show.
Yeah, it was. Big Boys Weekend away.
Oh.
Yeah, it was excellent. Great stories. Yep.
Got
excellent
any good ones?
No. We went to Stratton, went to a bar, played cards. Came home.
Oh, I guess that was Monday. This trip to Stratton. That was an all-timer. You have traveled a lot with Mutt lately. So what? You have any like keen observations from the road? You guys didn't room together, but you were in Fort Myers for a week.
We basically did. I mean, we did everything together in Fort Myers.
I got pantsed.
By the end of the trip, I think we were pretty sick of each other. But
you went to a dinner with your parents.
He went with my mom and dad. We went out to dinner. Mutt is. He is the definition of what you see is what you get.
Yes, I'm vapid, whatever.
I disagree. He looks like a normal guy, and under the surface, he is not normal.
I'm jacked in that picture.
Okay, well, he's not normal. I mean, in terms of his persona, he's a really genuinely good guy on and off the
air.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
What, are you trying to do an ambush here or something?
No, he means well.
He means well.
Yeah, be safe, guys.
He drinks a lot. Like, it is a shtick, but he drinks a lot.
I'm thrilled, man. Thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
There was a bar about 50 yards from the entrance of our hotel called Rusty's, and he would just get back around 2 o'clock, I'd say, hey, what are you up to? He's sitting outside, just having Miller Lights.
Lubed up and ready.
Didn't want to sit in his room at all. So we went to a dog race one day.
By a dog.
We went down to Bonita.
You did some traveling with him at the Super Bowl, but as he's pointing out now, his foot, his toe is beyond repair because he walked on it when it was broken. He blames Jerry for it.
He blames Jerry walking fast at the Super Bowl for Mutt's re-injury of something that we, to this day, don't understand.
You're a 10-tool threat, my friend. One for each toe.
It all began with an inadvertent text that he sent you and I that he proclaimed was for his wife.
Right, which we had to be sympathy. It was a sympathy text.
It was, look at me, I need help.
Lurid text.
Please think of me today. And now it's just somehow transformed into this debilitating injury that he requires special medical tape for.
What's he call the toe tape? Or
baby? But it wasn't baby. It was like, I don't know what he said.
Re-injurement?
It was true mutt rage in the office.
He was mad at me.
Turquoise!
I gotta wear this toe boot now.
Because Jerry was walking fast. Like, what the hell does that have to do with me?
I'm doing Jerry's voice for
mutt. Oh, my God. He is a unique guy.
Go F yourself.
The things that we did well in the old show, we're not going to be able to do the same show. We are doing things now that, you know, probably would have been mocked somewhat on the old show.
Thanks to Harry Mannion.
I think we're still a good replication of that. But we're having more guests on than we used to. So we had a draft guy on today.
Lance Zierlein is the NFL Network's analyst who breaks down all things draft.
There were times during that you can tell Mutt wanted to pull the ripcord.
You're either buying the cake or you're buying the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
His teammate, A.J. Brown, is the cake. That's the better of the two wide receivers from a production.
That. Harry Mannion last week, he didn't want to mention that we had Harry Mannion coming on for the craft stuff.
We've had a million questions, million legal questions. I'm an idiot. I can't answer them. We'll get those answers on the Bob Kraft situation from a legal expert next.
Right. There's still that looming presence.
You're afraid.
Of the former host of this show where Mutt is not governed, but he just recognizes what we used to do and what we're not doing now.
Right.
And so he tries to sort of, I don't know, he's hesitant.
But there are things that he likes that deep down, he likes a little draft talk.
Absolutely.
He likes sports insight from the Action Network. Get in the weeds with some football talk.
So I just
he likes baseball, but he wants the baseball talk.
The Red Sox are my little neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Do it. Do what you want to do. This is a new show for you to embrace who you are.
Which Mutt is it?
Unless you are fully transparently you, the show is not going to be as successful as it can be.
Like, I'm an all-star game sort of savant.
So that is frustrating at times, like the Mannion thing, you know, it's like, just say his fucking name. Who cares? Like, he's going to be on the radio.
Say it!
And if you don't, that's the other thing, is if you really don't want to have someone on, you're an equal party in this. Let us know. Maybe we'll agree, maybe we'll disagree, but at least, you know, you can fight it or fight it on the air. That's even good content.
I'm sure I'm making it easier than it is. He's got to have a relationship with Jerry. They're still trying to...
Mutt, please, stop.
You travel with those guys. They're not close right now, right? It's not like they're hanging out all the time.
No.
Nah.
Mutt wants Jerry's approval, I'm sure, deep down at some level. He wants to... You know, they want to have a good show. They want to be on the same page. But right, it's tough. They don't communicate that much.
What game were you watching, Mutt?
At one point, there is still some growing to be done with the Mutt and Jerry relationship.
Now, we have a casting couch that's mostly our old casting couch from the KNC days, minus a couple parts. Of course, Trenny doesn't want to come back. Tangway's not coming back.
No.
So we have Reamer,
who's
still alive and well. We love Reamer.
Alex Reamer. Love the guy.
That's our best comparable to the old show, I think, when Reamer's on. He understands us. He's been around for, you know, 2 years plus. You know, he and Jerry are very comfortable at any time. They can cover any topic.
Too comfortable.
I'll do Reamer.
Of course, the company still wants a little limit on the Reamer appearances, and so does the listening public led by John Dennis.
How about Chihuahua?
I got a text from Dino yesterday.
We have many arrangements for that, Lumpy.
And I thought for sure it was going to be Reamer related.
Yeah, you are the weasel, and I'll tell you why you're the weasel.
I knew it.
I don't hear from John often at all, maybe 3 times a year, but it was seeking access.
I am former co-host of WEEI's Dennis and Callahan Show. Please follow me for direct message. I have something important, not seeking access.
To the Sox game.
Oh.
Today.
What place and how many wins?
I think he wants to go visit Meter, so he was looking for our engineer's contact information.
He'll have him on during a half inning.
Ooh, baby.
Oof. This year.
Wow.
So that'd be good.
Who's the tallest?
All right, who's the tallest?
Yeah, but anyway, how's Reamer been lately to you? Like, yesterday he was on, he was fired up.
I saw weathermen tweeting.
My
first
kids were.
Snow
of the
My season.
Kids were.
Came back, he had a good story from the road. I mean, it was bathhouse related, which a lot of people don't want to hear any of that stuff. But
Jerry does.
This was a gentleman's club. It was called Club Fort Lauderdale.
And you pay a cover?
Like, guys working out shirtless?
Naked. Naked workouts.
Oh,
what?
My God.
That's too much.
Older
nope.
crowd, though.
Nope,
again,
nope,
I was the
nope,
youngest
nope,
person
nope,
there
nope.
by about
You pay
years,
money
probably.
To get in the place?
$30, yeah.
I
draw the line right there.
$30 for the day pass.
$30 and you go in, and as soon as you walk in, you see naked guys.
Yeah, you get a locker, strip down. You can wear a bathing suit if you want.
I have a soft spot for Alex. I think he's great. I do. I think he's prepared. I love how much people hate him. That makes me like him more. It's sort of like that Trump effect for Jerry. The people that are bothered or too sensitive to handle Reamer reveal more about themselves than they do about Alex in terms of what they really want on the radio. So I like Alex. I'm always for it. He's got energy. He listens to everything and is prepared to talk about all the topics.
He fancies himself as smart. We all know fully well he's not that smart.
And long fwack things.
But he always makes a good point. The more smart people on the show, associated with the show we can have, the better. I think that's generally true. And Tomasi is, I think, our smartest casting house
guy. How many United States senators are there?
100.
Oh, what? Why did I bet on him? 100,
all right. 100 senators, four from every state. Name Massachusetts, four senators.
I thought there were two.
What?
Tomasi,
you flunk.
And so he's been on a kind of a good run lately. He's been a steady... I would say more than steady. He's been on a good streak here lately. Last couple shows have been good with Tomasi.
I love Tomasi. He's, as we always say, if Tomasi had Reamer's energy, he'd be in with us every morning.
The act of settling with him is an admission by the NFL that they were afraid they were going to lose.
It is the cost of doing business, not an admission.
One of the great social justice warriors. I put him up there with Rosa Parks, who, by the way, she was going to sit in the front, and they said, here, we'll write your check. And she said, I'm going to go to the back of the bus.
She never got a Nike deal.
Those are our two comfortables. Now, Wiggy is the new guy.
Grazie.
He really hit the sweet spot. He came in the heart of Patriots playoffs.
Jellifus.
No, that's just street lingo, Jerry. You don't get that. I'll get to you in a second.
It was a new, fresh thing for us. It was something to get a little buzz going.
There are a ton of shake spots, black strip clubs down there. You'll have a great time.
He left his old show. Nobody really knows why. It's kind of like the Love Boat story. He's not really getting into the full details on the air with that, which is a little odd, but fine. I mean, he's been largely good for us. He then hit the post-Patriots period where Reamer and others have felt he's been exposed.
He's feeling the heat. He knows he's been exposed as a two-hour-a-week guy.
Where's the truth?
The truth is not a two-hour guy. I don't think that. But there is what I will say is there is a truth to the fatigue felt in that room by Mutt and Jerry when Wiggy's in.
I should be every day.
Yeah, there's sometimes a Wiggy fatigue.
I mean, they're like the third and fourth producers. They're in our control room constantly when Wiggy's in. It's almost the same as the Mark James effect.
It's not close to the Mark James effect. Mark James is a nun. That is a...
No. Michael Jr.'s his son.
No, he's not.
That is a tough morning when Mark is in.
I agree, but I'm saying that when Mark was in, the amount of times that one of the hosts would be in our control room is similar when Wiggy's in.
Yeah, but it's not a hatred. It's like, Wiggy won't shut up about this.
No,
so
no. It's not even close. There's not even, they don't hate
Wiggy. They like Wiggy.
They like Wiggy a lot. They hated James. I totally agree.
I'm a walking dichotomy.
I experienced the full Wiggy when we went to Atlanta, when he's FaceTiming on Rectrix. We get into the rental car, the cab that takes us to the hotel from when we landed, and we're rushing, we're all tired, we worked the full day, and he's calling like 16 people when we're sitting crammed in this cab. And in the breaks, I walk in, and it's like the segment never ended, so he's still going on about whatever the topic is of the day.
I'm all for a wall, okay?
So yeah. That's where the fatigue is. It's not anything to dislike. It's just that there isn't really an off switch.
Wiggy's going to be a part of the WEI family, we think, soon. So in what form, we're not sure.
You never go back!
Next week, he's going to be on Monday and Friday. So we're going to get a little first glimpse of what it's like for 2 days a week. Wiggy, we're going to get a little separation, let it breathe a little bit, get Wiggy on Monday and Wiggy on Friday.
Right, that's the plan for next week, and then we'll fill in the rest with, a Reamer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomasi and Drellick probably next week.
Drellick's been in, and obviously in a weird spot personally. As you noted, he was like up at 4 in the morning yesterday. He's not sleeping. He's not in good health.
More and more fudge.
He lost his job at Comcast. We do feel bad for him.
Look at Drellick's tweets about the Celtics. He's trying too hard. He's trying to be
It's so bad. That's what helped me get to that.
Pundit. Yeah. A sports pundit.
I wish the best for him. He's not been, I would say, great with us lately, though. He's been a little... he's Drellick. I like him.
He's manic.
Well, yeah, duh.
He's manic, and he's in a manic extreme state right now.
He's just, I do like the fact that he makes Jerry laugh. He's kind of this whack packer. He's bizarre. He's strange, but he has to be brought in the right situations. Like, when he came back and hadn't seen the Super Bowl, that was a total buzzkill. That show.
I've not watched any of the Super Bowl since. So it's been over a week now. You've had a chance to wheel back.
Oh, no, I DVR'd it, and I got back, and I watched
that's
every
what Ken did.
Every
that's what Ken
play.
Had to do. Ken was dealing with some young daughter.
What kind of loser does
that? Someone who's in sports for a living, Evans.
That's true. Jerry was not amused by that.
We were going to get into the Super Bowl last year. He famously said that Brady didn't get the job done.
He didn't get the job done!
And that gave us weeks of content, and he was great on that. And then for him to come back after losing his gig and not be prepared was a...
I was on vacation!
Okay, but it's been a week.
A boner shrinker, but I think there is a role for Evan at this station and on our show going forward.
Unfortunately, we all love Dickerson, and it appears he's going through a tough time right now. He had kind of a vague tweet about this. He's not returning any of our texts at the moment.
No!
We want him back. I mean, we love him once a week. Comfortable shoe. Jerry likes him.
I love Dick.
Big voice. Yeah, good energy. He's not dynamic over the top one way or the other, but he fits our show.
He fits in. I mean, I thought he did a great job on Mondays this year with us. You know, a show that sounds easy,
yep.
But we've had people that get in the way of the Brady interviews.
Hey, Tom, Pete Shepard, long time. How you doing?
Hi, Pete.
We've had people who try and that just don't mesh. Those days where Jerry really and Mutt would give you their reaction to the game, Dickerson would probably repeat what Jerry said, and we'd all get along, right. And then we'd had good interviews with Tom, and that obviously was important for us, and it went well this season. I got a text from Greg last week around this time, and still haven't spoken to him personally. Been reaching out every day just to check in. So wish him the best. You know, he's got some serious problems that he's dealing with, and hopefully he works out.
And then next week, now we're going to start a new phase of the Mutt and Callahan show, which is not really involves our show, but it's not strictly our show. Next Tuesday from 8 to 10, we have John Jastrzemski coming in.
Ooh, baby!
Who's an overnight guy at the Fan in New York. He is a New York guy. There's no doubting that when you listen to him.
So this is Jastrzemski, JJ, who's here now. First of all, tell me when you work. What's your schedule?
So I now work Sunday to Monday, Thursday to Friday, Saturday to Sunday.
Sunday to Monday is at what time?
Overnight.
A complete overnight?
Yeah.
It started at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, 1 o'clock,
okay,
give or take.
Okay. And you work Sunday to Monday.
Thursday to Friday.
Thursday, Friday.
Saturday to Sunday, which I love, by the way.
Been used there quite a bit. They have him on the morning show. He's becoming kind of a key cog in their apparatus. What we need here at EEI now is a night guy, because Mutt's off nights.
Is it Mutt at night?
Mutt stabbed Mikey in the back, and now
yes, he did.
That's just a total wasteland.
If that's what you really want.
Right, I mean, we're trying to piece it together. Soon it's Red Sox season.
Let's go back to Mutt.
Red Sox broadcasts, obviously, a major overhaul. That's set.
Mario Empebra.
After Sox season, we need a night guy. We need a new Mutt, a new utility guy, somebody that might be able to be pulled in with us once a week. So we're going to try out Jastrzemski for a couple hours next week. I am very curious to see how this goes, even for a two-hour cameo, because I'm not sensing Jerry and Mutt are loving this idea of trying out new voices on our show. And I think there's a fear that this new person is going to be perceived as the new Kirk or the Kirk replacement, and that's not it at all.
Right.
It's going to be Mutt and Callahan. We're still going to have all our people on, but the station needs a new piece, and we need somebody, ideally, that can mesh with Mutt and Callahan once a week as well.
Yeah, it's a interesting situation. I'm exceptionally excited.
Exceptionally excited.
To see how he sounds on the station, and specifically with Mutt and Jerry.
Mutt said he sounds like a DA to him, like a more New York version of DA, and you worked with DA, so you're the expert on this.
DA is a good friend of mine. I love DA. And,
he's a big source of yours.
He's a big, yeah, I would never reveal it, but he's a source.
And I have a source literally right next door to the Boomer and Carton show, is one Damon Amendola's show, so he's trying to get me some information about what's going on.
You're
going
to have to rat him out.
Help me out a lot. I would say that I don't see a lot of DA with John Jastrzemski. DA is a Syracuse cutout. Jastrzemski is sort of the opposite of that. He's kind of a New York sports fan.
That during the football season, I love doing
Saturday
that shift.
Sunday. Okay.
And then a variety of whatever shifts Tourney needs. So, exactly.
And then you're on CNN. I've seen you on the couch at CNN now.
It makes you look good. Right? It's amazing, huh?
There is a distinct New York guy, F-A-N sounding guy, and he's sort of it.
He sounds like a younger Joe Beningo to me.
What do your people think of that?
Well, I think there's still a glimmer.
All right.
You know, a guy that's sort of a fan. He's got the authentic New York accent. He doesn't really have any pretense as a journalist. He's kind of a, not DA. Bad job by Mutt.
W.A. Mutnansky.
He is not like DA. Please don't put that on him.
It's a shock that Mutt's wrong.
Yes.
Again.
I would say that he is a New Yorker through and through. And I think Boston has a place for, you know, differing points of view.
Sorry.
Yeah, he does it? Is that going to work here? A New Yorker through and through?
Well, I argued with DA when he would host, that he was a Giants fan. Like, why don't you talk about that on the air? And he was, you know, there was this big thing. He got pissed at one of the other producers who talked about one of his posters in his house. And he was like, why did you say that on Tucker?
I mean, it didn't
Rich?
Work with Ben's. He was like a brash Steelers fan, and that obviously didn't go anywhere.
Please say it!
I can see the fear of that.
I think having him in different roles with different shows, not hosting his own show every night, which he might, you know, do a couple nights there, one night with us, one night, one out, you know, whatever his role would be at WEEI.
Yeah.
In my opinion, there's a place for it. When you look at the most successful hosts in this market, they are not the ones rooting for the home team.
We're going to probably have a series of guys that over the next couple months that we're going to audition like this. Now, one guy I'm pitching to bring back, and I don't sense the jurors on board, is Ben Maller.
Holy Pete Rose, Batman.
We tried Ben Maller once a couple years ago, and Kirk didn't show up that day, I think strategically, and he called it sick. And it was not Maller's best performance.
The Rays. Time for the Who Am I game. Here we go.
But I think what we would do is, and I actually talked to Ben last night behind your back about this.
Wow.
He said, totally willing to do it. Early April, come in for a week, do a couple night shows, come in the morning with you guys.
Time now for the Insta trivia.
I'm all for trying anything. You know, I would
That's
love
a lie.
To.
That's a lie.
I do not feel like he is a fit. I think he's, for morning radio, he is tired. He seems like he doesn't have this active personality. He's kind of laid back.
If you're on the microblogging website, that's at Ben Maller.
I view him and perceive him as a night to late night host. Methodical with his words.
I think there's some layers there, though. He's an interesting guy behind the... He's a lifer radio guy that's quirky. You're right, he's different. But we gave him a one-day chance, and it was not a good look at him.
I'm haunted by that picture of Jerry and him where Jerry's looking away. the whole morning was devoted to his 9/11 hijackers hotel.
I know.
Jerry was fixated on that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We give him a couple days to get his feet wet. He does a couple night shows, and then maybe on Wednesday or Thursday of the week, he's here.
But I guess my question to you, what is a strong opinion that he's had that you react? You know what I'm saying? Like JJ's going to bring in some crazy, bonkers New York stuff. You know, I don't think Ben Maller is a political guy.
We don't necessarily need that. Like, Dickerson's, what's the last great take Dickerson had? He's just kind of fits. He's just
What was the chess match like between?
Dickerson rips Abby Chin, talks about his own struggles
All
with
right,
depression.
Well, I mean, I think Maller's got to find his, he would need to find his local role. He's done some shows for us at night, but he's on the West Coast. So he's people like him, people know him. I want to give him a shot. I'm not saying bring Salisbury back.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
There. That was totally in your eyes.
I need to calm down myself.
Oh,
which I liked. I thought
How did you do that? I would not be good at poker with you.
I would actually give Washburn another chance, too. I know I'm on the minority.
He's been good on
that.
The Celtics, actually. He's been the only one that's been ripping them.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's kind of the state of it right now. You know, as we get to doing more of these, our goal here is to get back into kind of an every other week, maybe a Wednesday, midweek, every 2 week real KNC. We'll get back into more of the highlights of recent shows.
I like it.
And finally, one other big development today. We have Jerry the draft guy that is back and fully engaged in some draft magazine talks.
He was so pissed at my combine ratings. He wanted those to be NFL Network was three times the audience at ABC.
And he was good today with Lynn Zierlein. So let's just end it on that.
Tell us more about Jason.
Well, so Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.